Counting Up by Scrivener. Read by Rhea314. Fandom Samurai Flamenco. Pairing Goto Hidenori, Hazuma Masayoshi. Masayoshi had not expected his first kiss with Goto to go like this. Not that he'd expected a first kiss with Goto at all, or even realized that kissing Goto was a thing that he wanted to do until just a little while ago. But he certainly wouldn't have dreamed it would be while naked in the burned-out wreck of his apartment. Goto's eyes were red-rimmed and exhausted, spent emotion leaving him sagging into Masayoshi's arms, and Masayoshi realizing how real and true and deep his love ran. Goto's lips were dry and chapped, and Mari gagged from behind them. "Look, Goto-san," Masayoshi said, breath fogging in the cold December air. "Snow!" Goto turned up his face to the sky. Sure enough, fat, white flakes with powder were drifting slowly from the dark clouds above. It wasn't a surprise. The clouds had been heavy and fat with precipitation all day. But he would admit that the timing was impressive. "It snowed last Christmas Eve, didn't it?" Masayoshi nodded his head, grinning, his cheeks rosy with cold. "Masayoshi," Goto said before he lost his courage. Masayoshi looked at him and went very still when Goto leaned in and kissed him gently. Masayoshi didn't know why he was keeping track at this point, except it was a fun thing for him to do. It was almost a training exercise in a way to keep his focus when Goto pushed him into a wall and kissed him intently, 23rd, tasting still of whiskey and cigarettes. Or by the time they were on the bed, 27th. Masayoshi's knees tucked securely around Goto's hips, sweat rolling down from Goto's hairline and dripping down onto him, 31st.
"What are you doing?" Goto murmured from the bed, as Masayoshi stood in front of the closet, putting hash marks in a small notebook he had purchased.
"Counting," Masayoshi said, closing the notebook and tucking the pen into the spiral for safekeeping.
"Counting what?"
Goto's voice was drowsy, and Masayoshi crawled back into bed beside him. "How long do you think it'd take us to get to 1,000 kisses?" Masayoshi asked seriously. And Goto, sleepy and sated, laughed.
"I don't know," he said,
and ran his fingers down Masayoshi's face, an affectionate gesture that made Masayoshi smile.
"A few years?"
"We're at 57, Masayoshi said.
"You're actually counting them."
Goto sat up on his elbow, a little in disbelief. Masayoshi nodded his head earnestly and Goto sighed.
"You're such a freak," he muttered,
then leaned over and drew Masayoshi's face closer.
58, he said softly and kissed him again.
"We should dance," Masayoshi said, taking the champagne flute out of Goto's hand and setting it on a table behind them. Goto obliged, because he always obliged Masayoshi, and anyway it was his wedding after all. It was hard not to be aware of the eyes on them, but Masayoshi seemed oblivious as always, his attention for Goto alone.
"What are we up to now?" Goto asked,
his hand on Masayoshi's waist. Masayoshi chewed his lip, eyes bright. 453, he said solemnly.
"You are a kissing monster," Goto said,
and yielded the lead to Masayoshi. He leaned in close, though, as if any of the other guests could even hear over the music.
"I bet we get to 500 by tomorrow."
Masayoshi tilted his head, clearly considering this. "But we have to travel," he said, and... His words were cut off rudely by Goto's mouth on his, teasingly light.
"Only 46 more to go," he murmured, and Masayoshi had the good sense to go pink.
"Do kisses count if they're not on the lips?" Goto asked thoughtfully. "Because if that's the case, we'd definitely passed 1,000 by now." He winced a little as Masayoshi's fingers curled around his skull, catching in his hair.
"Goto-san,"
Masayoshi wheezed, "please don't talk with your mouth full."
"It's not full," Goto said petulantly.
"Pay attention to what you're doing."
You're so needy. Goto teased his tongue up hot, velvety flesh and was rewarded with a shuddering moan from Masayoshi.
Lost count yet?
He asked innocently. Masayoshi yanked his hair.
785,
Masayoshi said through gritted teeth.
I'm not doing my job well enough if you can remember that,
Goto said and swallowed him down. Masayoshi woke to Goto's lips on his, warm and welcoming.
Good morning, Masayoshi said sleepily, blinking up at his husband.
Happy birthday,
Goto said, sitting on the edge of the mattress already dressed. Sorry I have to work, but I'll make it up to you tonight, okay? Masayoshi said, burrowing in the covers and refusing to wake further.
Goto reached over to the table, flipping a well-worn notebook open and putting down a hash mark, then leaned over and kissed the top of Masayoshi's head.
Doesn't count, he said, and turned the light off as he left. It was raining, a slow, cold, fine rain that fell straight down from the sky. Goto held the umbrella, and Masayoshi ducked a little because it was really too small of an umbrella for them to share.
You're sure? Goto said,
and Masayoshi nodded his head.
I kept detailed records, he said proudly, although Goto did have cause to doubt his bookkeeping skills. It was still the spirit of the thing that mattered, anyway.
The apartment had long since been rebuilt and resold, so they stood outside the building in the autumn rain.
Did you want to... I don't know, Goto was going to say something meaningful, but Masayoshi instead just went straight for the kill, hands on Goto's face, kissing him deeply.
Goto's umbrella slipped through his nerveless fingers and fell to the ground at their feet.
1,000! Masayoshi proclaimed,
bangs pressed to his forehead with the rain.
How long do you think it would take us to get to 10,000?
Give me that notebook, I'm gonna burn it, Goto said.
No, Goto said...
1,001.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.